It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to a music writer about the rise of psychedelic culture in the 1960s and its lasting impact on American culture today.
First, for hunters and outdoorsmen here in Wisconsin, one of the biggest concerns lately is the growing spread of chronic wasting disease in the state's deer population. While talk of that disease seems to have quieted down in recent years, recent data suggests it could be coming back in a big way.
In 2015, more than 9% of white-tailed deer tested in the state were positive for CWD. That's the highest it's been since the disease was discovered in Wisconsin in 2002. As a result, two state lawmakers called on Governor Walker and the Wisconsin DNR this week to take swift action to fight the disease before it gets worse.
With us now is one of those lawmakers, Chris Dano. He's a Democratic state representative from Trempealeau. He's also a member of the Assembly Committee on Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage. Representative Dano, thanks for joining us today. So along with Representative Nick Milroy, you sent a letter this week to Governor Walker calling on him to take action on CWD. Why did you feel you needed to draw the governor's attention to this?
Well, I think the recent data coming out of DNR's own studies show clearly that it's continued to be a problem. I think the scariest part about it is even though the actual number of deer tested went down, you're seeing an increase in the percentage and the prevalence and spread across the state. So I think it's clearly a problem that hasn't really been effectively dealt with, and it needs to be.
What specifically did you ask for in the letter?
Well, we really wanted them to take a hard look at what they're doing and see if there are things we can do to address both the actual spread of the disease across the state and the prevalence levels. I think what we'd really like the state to take a hard look at is to take a look at models that have gone on in other states, particularly Illinois, which has fairly high deer density and has some similar challenges to Wisconsin with agricultural zones, and look at what they've done to keep CWD from spreading and increasing. And quite frankly, it will mean probably having to take a more hands-on intensive management approach to dealing with it. And the pattern has been to go hands-off because it's been somewhat politically unpopular. And I think that we need to step up and do the right thing, maybe not what's politically popular.
Yeah, some people have criticized Wisconsin's approach as being passive in contrast to states like Illinois, you mentioned, and Michigan. What things aren't we doing that they're doing do you think we should be looking at? What kind of changes, what kind of lessons should we be learning, do you think, from Illinois and Michigan?
Well, I think to some extent, we've probably let some of it get away from us, and I think that's the biggest problem. I think what we really need to do is look at what we can do to keep it from spreading further and to keep the incidence down. And I think there's probably two things, is to look at some actual reductions in deer density in the really high density parts of the state, which are really the southern agricultural zones, and to also look at baiting and feeding. I think, in all honesty, I think we need to address baiting and feeding as the first step. I think that's probably the easiest thing that can be done statutorily and legally. And then look at doing some things to actually reduce deer density. That's a real challenge in the more southern part of the state where there's a lot more private land. But I think that's, if you look at what other states have done, that's been the focus, is to keep the densities down. It's a disease that's spread by deer-to-deer contact. And so with higher densities, the chance of it spreading becomes greater.
And the idea that baiting and feeding bring deer together to the same place, eating off of the same sources of food, maybe a higher point of transmission of the disease.
Oh, obviously, I think it's very clear that that's one of the major factors in it is, there's saliva dripping. I mean, they've shown it's transmitted through bodily fluids. And if you have a bunch of deer feeding off the same corn or bait pile, obviously there's going to be the sharing of bodily fluids, which is real troubling.
What do you worry about? What's your worst case if CWD isn't checked, if we don't dial up our efforts?
Well, I think it will go state. You'll see it become a statewide problem. You'll see the continued incidence of it, and potentially when you have a disease that gets bad enough, you could see a population crash. Now, I don't know whether we'd get to that point, but those are usually the kind of endpoints of any sort of disease outbreak. My biggest fear is that the other element that happens is that people become concerned, that there becomes such a prevalence of the disease across the state that people then become concerned about continuing to hunt and consume deer, and then you see a reduction in deer hunting in the state with all the various things that will happen, not only a reduction in revenue and economic impact, but in the long run, a reduction in deer hunting is bad for the overall health of the deer herd as well.
Talking to Chris Dano, Democratic State Representative from Trempealeau, he and a colleague wrote a letter to the governor and the DNR calling for more action on chronic wasting disease among the state's deer herd. And you mentioned that economic resource angle. That's something you brought up in the letter. How important do you see a deer hunting as part of Wisconsin's economy, first of all, and how threatened do you think that is by CWD?
Well, obviously, it's a billion-dollar-plus impact on the state's economy, really, on everything from, you know, clothing to hunting equipment to license sales. The revenue, deer hunting licenses revenue support DNR activities. We're continually, actually, even right now, struggling with declining hunter participation in a lot of outdoor, a lot of hunting sports, and I think that's just going to continue to be, if it gets to the point where, deer hunting becomes a real concern and the opportunities aren't there or people are concerned about, the situation with the deer herd, I think it could have serious impacts. And like I said, deer hunting is probably the number one most important management tool we have available to the state wildlife managers as well. And if that no longer becomes a viable option, it, then sort of creates a situation where you've got a deer herd that population that starts to spiral out of control with the damage it will do to agriculture, the natural resources. And again, you're seeing even more spread of the disease and greater incidence of the disease among the deer population. And my fear is you're going to have this sort of large deer population that's sort of got a large reservoir of disease in it, then it creates just a generally unhealthy situation across a large part of the state.
As I understand it, you're a hunter yourself. How do you worry about the state's cultural heritage of hunting?
Well, it is, too. And just so you know, I also have a master's degree in wildlife biology. I worry about the cultural impacts it has on Wisconsin. Again, I think to a large degree, what's even more important and the economic impacts, deer hunting is the key management tool the DNR has to actually manage the deer herd. And if people become concerned and are unwilling to hunt deer, or you see start to see real rapid declines in the number of people out hunting deer, you're going to, again, it'll sort of become a situation where we have an exploding deer herd again, and potentially exploding deer herd, which would increase the prevalence of the disease even more, and it just sort of, again, it starts to become a self-reinforcing cycle that could become very difficult to get a handle on.
At this point, do you think CWD is something that could be eradicated in Wisconsin, or is this something we're just trying to contain at this point?
I think from everything I know about the way the disease is spread, we are stuck with CWD. I think we had a chance to eradicate it. Had we acted more quickly, it was possible. We will have to probably live with it. And that's the thing. We're going to have to understand, live with it, and come up with a way to manage it for the long term, to keep the incidence of the disease as low as possible, and to try and keep it from spreading to other parts of the state as long as possible.
And for hunters in CWD-affected areas, do you think there's enough access to testing to make sure that deer can be tested before they're consumed, make sure they're not carrying CWD?
My understanding there generally is. I think what needs to happen, though, is the DNR was cutting back on its testing regime, and it's clear from these results they probably need to expand it again. I mean, when you saw them, with the lowest, they had a relatively low, one of the lowest numbers of deer they've ever tested for CWD, and to see the prevalence and incidence increase, it seems to me obvious they actually need to ramp up the testing again and start to get a better handle on what's really going on to see if this was just a statistical aberration or if the trends that are continuing really are happening, and to make sure and to really get a good handle on what's actually going on out there.
Now, we might not think of this as a partisan issue, but lots of things have become partisan issues these days. This letter is from you and a Democratic colleague to a Republican governor. With all that in mind, are you trying to bring Republicans, your colleagues in the legislature, in on this? Is there room for cooperation?
I think so. I think, an issue like this really isn't partisan. I think when issues become partisan, it becomes more difficult to deal with them, unfortunately. I don't want this to be a partisan issue. If it becomes partisan, it makes it more difficult to deal with. I've been trying to have some discussions with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle on this. Nick and I are pretty good friends. We know each other. We've both got natural resources backgrounds. So we felt after seeing what was going on, we needed to move something out quickly. But we do want to reach out to our colleagues on the other side of the aisle and make sure that they have as much of a – it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican on an issue like this. We have an investment and a long-term concern – over the health of Wisconsin's deer herd. I think what would help, though, is for both sides to agree we may have to step up and do some things that may be seen as somewhat unpopular. And if Democrats and Republicans are willing to hold hands and sort of dive into those waters, it will be easier to do. And I think that's my big main throat, is to say some of the things that may need to be done to control the spread of CWD may be unpopular with elements of the public, including those people like to feed and bait deer, and maybe people that are unhappy with the people that do like seeing higher deer numbers and density because it provides more hunting opportunity. But those are things that if we can do as Democrats and Republicans together, maybe we can convince people that they need to be done.
Representative Dano, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Chris Dano, Democratic State Representative from Trempealeau. He joined us to talk about a letter he wrote along with Representative Nick Milroy calling on Governor Walker and the DNR to take action on fighting chronic wasting disease here in Wisconsin.